It's now time once again for an all-new episode of The Cody Springer Show. This podcast is real, raw, uncensored, sometimes gritty, sometimes thought-provoking. This is a life podcast.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. Today is episode 124. Hope everyone's doing good today. And today's episode is going to kind of be a little tough to talk about, you know, but like I said in the last couple episodes, I need to improve upon my mental health. You know, I need to improve upon my mental health in order to grow as a person, and if that means talking about stuff that's hard, then so be it. But before we get into the podcast, I want to let everybody know that there is a subscription-based premium podcast that you guys can subscribe to. You will get premium content on that podcast that you won't get anywhere else. You know, you're listening to the free version of the Cody Springer Show. You can subscribe to the premium version, and it's for the low price of 49 cents. Yes, 49 cents. You get access to premium podcast episodes that you won't get on the free version, and also you'll get access to any future guest interviews 3 days before they come out on the free version. So yeah, I mean, that's a good perk to have. You know, if I interview somebody and you are really wanting to check it out, you can subscribe for 49 cents and listen to that interview before anybody else does, you know, 3 days in advance. So, you know, I think it's, you know, I think it's pretty cool to offer. And I'm working on some other subscription-based stuff to give people more incentive to subscribe. But yeah, so that's the Cody Springer Show premium. But on the free episode today, you know, I'm going to talk about my complicated friendship with Marcel Saucedo. You guys may remember Marcel. He appeared quite a bit on the podcast when it was first getting started. He first appeared on the podcast in episode 7. I think it's titled The Return of Cujo. And, you know, Cujo is Marcel's nickname. You know, it was given to him by an old coworker of ours. But, you know, I need to go back to the beginning. You know, how did Marcel and I first met? Or how did we first meet? And what happened to our friendship? Because as of right now, Marcel and I are not on speaking terms. We don't talk to each other. We've had some arguments here as of late. And, you know, I just kind of want to let it all out. You know, my frustrations, my feelings about the whole situation. And I'm not trying to, like, sound like I'm being a bitch about the whole thing. I'm really not, you know. It's just, I have been burned so many times by people who have claimed to be friends, and they just betray me. You know, they stab me in the fucking back, and, you know, and I'm not gonna stand for it any fucking more, dude. I'm done. You know, I've been burned too many times by friends, and I'm just not gonna tolerate it anymore, dude. But let's go back to the very beginning, all right? So, Marcel and I met in 2016, I believe. It was either late 2015, or it was early 2016 we met. He started working at McDonald's, and I was a manager, and he was a crew member. So, we met, and, you know, I mean, at first, you know, I didn't really know what to think of Marcel at the time, you know, because I didn't really know him, you know, because at the time I was a manager, you know, I just looked at, you know, the other crew members like coworkers, you know, I didn't really have any kind of real friendships or anything like that with anybody. You know, I just went to work and did my job and stuff like that. So I didn't really know what to think of Marcel at the time. But, you know, and then he started closing on the weekends. You know, he started closing. He was closing the grill. So, yeah, we started talking more and stuff. And, you know, we hit it off, you know. You know, we hit it off. And, you know, and I thought, you know, he was pretty cool, you know. And at the time, you know, Marcel was... he was working at McDonald's, but he was also going to, you know, finishing up high school and then also playing sports. So, you know, Marcel had that all that going on and stuff like that. So, yeah, I am older than Marcel. You know, I'm 30. He's 24. So, yeah, there's like a 6-year age gap between us. But, you know, I mean, I think the whole age thing isn't really that big of a deal with people anymore, you know, because... you know, fuck, man, you can vibe with someone who's younger than you or someone who's older than you, you know? Yeah, it's just how shit goes. But, yeah, like, Marcel and I, we hit it off and stuff. And, you know, and then Marcel, you know, hung out with me and another friend of ours. His name was Thomas. You know, we hung out. We went to the gym together and stuff like that, and, we were starting to build up a friendship and everything like that, you know, and then there was actually plans for me, Marcel, and Thomas to start up a restaurant together. We were gonna call it, like, C&T and M restaurants, CTM restaurants or something like that, but, you know, it never got off the ground because... you know, none of us had any credit at the time, so, yeah, fuck that idea. So, Thomas was also a manager at McDonald's, too, and Thomas was pretty cool, but he ended up getting fired, from McDonald's because he brought a gun to work, and not what you're thinking, you know, like, oh, yeah, he... brought a gun and he held the place up. No, nothing like that. Thomas is ex-military. He was in the Navy for quite a few years, and and he has a carry conceal permit. So he left his gun in his car, and then at closing time, you know, he would bring the gun inside the store and have it holstered, you know, and I didn't think anything of it, you know, like, oh, he's ex-military, dude, like, he knows what he's doing with it, you know, I didn't think anything of it, but then one night, you know, one of the other managers who had a problem with Thomas reported him to the general manager, and then Thomas ended up getting fired because he brought a gun to work, you know, and it's against McDonald's policy to bring firearms into work. So Thomas ended up getting let go, and then he had to go back to driving truck, you know, being a truck driver and stuff. And then, you know, Thomas never had any time to hang out with me and Marcel. So Marcel and I, you know, we kind of just hung out, you know, here and there. And then I started hanging out with Randall, a.k.a. Ellis Omega, you know. I mean, you guys remember that episode back from 2018. I mean, if you do remember, it was called Exposing Ellis Omega. You know, Marcel and I pretty much exposed Ellis Omega for what he truly was, you know, and that kind of being a bit of a pedophile, an adult man going after teenage girls, yeah, yeah, it was one of my most highly publicized episodes that I've ever done here on this podcast. And but before that, you know, Marcel, Randall, and I hung out together quite a bit, you know. We all worked together at McDonald's because, Randall worked at McDonald's while he was still in high school, but he quit. And then, he kind of was doing the music thing, and then he moved to Indiana and then came back, and then he started working with us at McDonald's and stuff, and then he became a manager. Well, I'm trying. See. Okay, so yeah, he became a manager, and then Marcel and I went to a Hobson concert. And this was in 2017, I believe. Yeah, we went to a Hobson concert in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, it was me, his girlfriend at the time, and a friend of ours from work. We all went there. We had a good time. And then the next day, I believe, that same friend that we took with us to the concert was also another manager. And she had to close that night. And she asked Marcel if he would come into work. I was on vacation at this time, and at this point in time, Marcel had so many unexcused absences from work. If he had one no call, no show, or if he called off again, he was gonna get fired. And he already had heat with my boss, the general manager. He had heat with her, and so basically he was at any given time he would get fired. So this manager asked Marcel to come into work, but he did not respond. Marcel was not scheduled to come in or anything like that. So this manager put him on the schedule. Just put him on the schedule without him even agreeing to show up. So then the shift came. Marcel, of course, didn't show up. And then my boss fired him from McDonald's. So Marcel got fired for not coming in for a shift that he did not agree to. And of course, the manager who pulled this shit, she was trying to spin the story that he agreed to come in and stuff, and Marcel said that he never agreed on anything, I mean, he saw the text, but he never replied or anything like that. So, and then Randall informed Marcel that he had been fired, that he had been taken out of the system and everything. And I was on vacation when this was going down, so I could not defend Marcel to my boss. Because if I was working at the time, then they probably wouldn't have pulled that bullshit, but because I was on vacation. They looked at that as an opportunity, like, oh yeah, we can fire Marcel while Cody's not here, so that way, Cody can't try to defend him and defend his job and stuff. So yeah, they did that to him. So then Marcel didn't have a job. He was getting out of a relationship with that same girl that he took with him to the concert, and it was a bad breakup, let me tell you. So me, Marcel, and Randall hung out quite a bit after Marcel got fired, and there was a lot of self-medicating going on, copious amounts of alcohol being consumed by all three of us. There was, the combination of smoking weed and drinking, and it was just, well, okay, here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with smoking pot. There's nothing wrong with drinking alcohol, but it gets to a point where it's unhealthy when you're smoking and drinking to self-medicate. to kind of get out of your head, to, you know, to deal with your problems, you know, to cope. And when you're using alcohol as a coping mechanism, that can lead to some dangerous problems, you know? So yeah, there was a lot of self-medicating going on between the three of us, you know, and I was going through bouts of depression at the time, and Randall at the time too. But in that self-medicating, you know, Marcel and I didn't quite see the problem with Randall, you know, being attracted to teenage girls, you know, with him being an adult and stuff. You know, we were blind to that because we were self-medicating. So, just a lot of fucked shit. So, Marcel stopped hanging out with me and Randall for a little bit because he needed to get his life back on track. You know, he said, look, guys, I love hanging out with you guys and stuff. You know, you guys are like brothers to me, but I need to get my life back on track. You know, I need to graduate high school. I need to get this job, because he was looking at getting a job at Walmart, you know. So I need to get my life back on track. And we understood. Well, at least I did. Randall, not so much. Because Randall started telling me, like, oh, yeah, Marcel hasn't been a brother here lately. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? You know, Marcel told us that the reason why he's not hanging out with us is because he's getting his life back on track, you know? Like, I just didn't quite understand why Randall felt the way he did, you know? Which is, you know, kind of, that whole point's going to come back around here later on in the episode. But so Marcel got a job at Walmart. He graduated high school. So, you know, everything seemed to be going in the right direction for Marcel, you know? But then there was a girl that we all knew, and Marcel liked this girl. And we both, and me and Randall both knew that that Marcel liked her and wanted to date her. However, Randall, he just couldn't let it happen. You know, Randall was like, "Oh, fuck Marcel, I want this ass for myself," type of mentality. So Randall fucked that girl that Marcel liked. And, you know, we talked about this in the Alice Omega episode. You can go back in the show's archives to listen to that episode if you want. And, yeah, so Randall fucked that girl that Marcel liked. And then lied to my face about it. Lied to me. And to Marcel. Because there was rumors going around McDonald's because this girl worked at McDonald's too. You know, like McDonald's, you know, we're all in this little box here, this little fucking restaurant, you know, and there's rumors going around work that Randall and this girl had sex, that they hooked up. Randall, I confronted Randall about it. I'm like, did you and her have sex? Be honest. And Randall told me no. And nothing happened. We're just friends. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give Randall the benefit of the doubt here. I'm going to, you know, assume that he's telling me the truth. And then, you know, then Marcel came to me and said, hey, man, you know, I've been hearing these rumors about her and Randall. Like, is it true? And I told Marcel, like, look, man, you know, I confronted Randall about it. And Randall said that they did not hook up, that they're just friends. And Marcel's like, well, okay, you know. And then, you know, and then that's the thing. Like, before Marcel had his sights set on this one girl, there was another girl that was an ex of Randall's that Marcel was trying to hook up with, you know. And he even asked Randall straight out, like, hey, would be all right if me and Hurt hooked up. And Reynolds said, no, nah, that's fine. You know, that don't bother me. Go ahead. But then, like I said, you know, then Reynolds turns around and does this. And then, eventually the truth comes out. You know, the girl who Randall fucked and lied to Marcel about, you know, she let the truth leak out to me. She told me, like, yeah, you know, Randall and I, we had sex that night, that one night. You know, we lied about it, and I'm sorry, but I just don't think it was ever going to work between me and Marcel. I'm sorry. You know, and then Randall, you know, it just happened. So then I confronted Randall about it. I told him, like, dude, I know you lied to me about that whole situation. Like, what the fuck? Then Randall has a mental breakdown. And he tells me that the reason why he said that he wanted to kill himself. He wanted to commit suicide. But the only reason why he didn't was because that he felt at the time that I would never recover. And that was a bold-faced fucking lie. You know, Randall was just trying to, I think he was trying to manipulate me into feeling sorry for him, so that way I wouldn't ream his ass about lying to me about the whole Marcel situation. So at that point, I had to make a decision. Was I going to side with Marcel, or was I going to side with Randall? You know, I was stuck between two of my friends, and I kind of felt like Randall, because that's the thing, like, Randall and I were living together. You know, we were roommates at the time. And he and I, our friendship disintegrated over the whole Marcel thing. And then he actually moved out and didn't even tell me about it. Like, I went to work, I came back home, and all of his stuff was gone. I mean, he didn't touch any of my stuff, but yeah, like, all of his stuff was gone, you know, and yeah, it was nuts, you know. So then months went by, and then, you know, and Marcel and I tried to repair things with Randall. You know, we invited him to Marcel's graduation party. And, yeah, we talked, and, you know, we actually were, you know, having a good time like we used to. And then, after that, you know, I texted Randall and I'm like, hey, man, I need you to get with Marcel. I want you guys to get in a room together, one-on-one, and talk about what happened. You know, talk about that whole situation from months ago and apologize. You know, apologize to Marcel, and then we can get things back rolling like we did before. And Randall did not want to do that. He felt like he didn't have to apologize to Marcel. You know, he felt like he didn't have to do anything. And that royally pissed me the fuck off. I was so fucking furious at Randall. So I told Randall, you know what, man? You can go fuck yourself. You know what? You know, I value Marcel as a friend more than I value you as a friend. Because Marcel never pulled some shit like this, dude. But you are selfish. You only give a fuck about yourself. I'm done. You know, so I told Randall goodbye. And, you know, I told Marcel what he said, and that pissed Marcel off. And then at this time, Marcel and I we're roommates. You know, we got a 2-bedroom place together, and so we were living together, and then we've been through the ringer, you know, he and I at this point with Randall, you know. So then, you know, Randall went off and did his thing, you know. And then at this time, we were, you know, we kind of just realized that we were friends with an undercover pedo this whole time, you know. Because, yeah, Randall had this fascination with underage girls, dude. Like 15, 16-year-olds. And I've heard even younger, you know. I don't know if that's true or not, but it would not surprise me knowing him. So, yeah, man, just crazy shit, man. And I've talked about this before in the Ellis Omega podcast, but, you know, I mean, but this part right here is crucial to, you know, the overall story. So, after that, Marcel and I were living together, and things were going good, you know. I mean, bills were getting paid. You know, we were both happy, you know, and yeah, I mean, we were just overly satisfied with everything, you know, and then, you know, the whole, Visionary Network thing came to pass, and then we did that, and if you guys remember, you know, I was at the center of some controversy with that, with the whole 9/11 thing. You know, I've addressed it before on the podcast and on other guest interviews guest podcast appearances I've done, such as Noble's Pod. By the way, shout out to Noble Barca. But yeah, like, you know, Marcel had my back. You know, Marcel was the only person who had my back in that whole situation. And then we started our own podcast called the CNM Podcast. And yeah, I mean, Marcel and I were coming up, man. You know, we were coming up together in the entertainment world. You know, we were doing all kinds of different stuff, you know, podcasting, videos, you know, and, you know, we had goals in mind. You know, we were on the same page. We were a team. And then we get into, I think this was the spring of 2018. Marcel met a girl at work at Walmart. And, you know, there was some flirtation going on. She was engaged, but Marcel really didn't care, you know. That was just his mentality at the time, you know. And it got to a point where the girl's fiance found out about Marcel, and he told her that either she needs to do something about it, she needs to get rid of him, or it's over. So the girl claimed sexual harassment against Marcel at Walmart. Yeah, outright claimed sexual harassment against him and everything. And, you know, this was kind of at the height of the Me Too movement. So Walmart as a company, as a corporation, had to fire Marcel. So he got fired over wrongful sexual harassment. And that's the thing. Like, Marcel could have sued the fuck out of Walmart if he wanted to. You know, he could have, you know, claimed that Walmart, you know, didn't do a proper investigation, that he was wrongfully terminated. You know, there's so much he could have done. But, you know, but Marcel felt attacked. He felt attacked by everybody, including me, even though I was on his side. Like, Marcel felt that I turned into a different person around him, but that wasn't true. because Marcel pissed me off. You know, like, when he got fired, I was not happy about the situation for a lot of different reasons, because, you know, I felt like he got a little too personally involved with a girl, knowing that she was with this guy, you know, engaged to be married, you know. I mean, but I also encouraged that behavior at the same time. I told him to get it in, you know. I told him to hook up with this chick. But in hindsight, looking back on that was stupid of me to say. Because, you know, I should have been a more responsible friend and told him, like, dude, if this girl's engaged, you shouldn't really be messing around with her, dude. You know, I mean, I get it. You like her and stuff. You think she's attractive and all, but you probably should just leave her alone, you know. But no, I was the stupid friend at the time, and I encouraged his behavior. But if I would have known that was going to happen, then I would have never told him to keep fucking with this girl. Well, I don't think they ever fucked. But, you know, I mean, there was flirtation, I will say. But anyways, so after he got fired from Walmart, you know, I talked to him. I'm like, dude, I mean, the bottom line is you need to find another job soon. You know, you need to get another job so that way you can pay your half of the bills, because we were splitting everything down the middle, 50-50, you know. So, yeah, that's what we, so we agreed on that. And then Marcel, instead of putting in job applications, he would sit on his ass at home and play video games while I would go off to work and make the money. Oh, shit. You know, it's crazy looking back on all this. It really is. But, and then to make things worse, you know, like I explained before on a different podcast, I think it was the very first episode, Marcel had these cats that he got coincidentally from the same girl who claimed sexual harassment on him. And what she didn't tell Marcel is that these cats were pregnant. So the cats had kittens, and we had two litters of kittens, and Marcel wasn't taking care of shit, man. Like, after he got fired from Walmart, he just didn't give a fuck about anything. Didn't give a fuck about the cats, didn't give a fuck about the kittens, didn't give a fuck about doing chores. He didn't give a fuck about himself. You know, it was that bad, dude. And I was just getting pissed, because I'm like, dude, like, you are wallowing in your own self-fucking-pity when you need to get up and go get a fucking job and get shit back on track. But Marcel didn't want to do any of that, dude. And, you know, and then I decided to give him an out. I gave him an out. I said, hey, man, I mean, I think maybe it'd be best if you move back in with your mom. You know, I mean, I don't want you to do that, but at the same time, you know, I mean, it could be a while before you get yourself another job, and I don't want you to get so far behind on bills that, you know, you're just, you know, spending months and months on end trying to pay me back and everything like that. And Marcel said, no, I need to be here. I need to be independent. You know, I need to, you know, be here in order to become a more responsible adult. So we made a deal. You know, he would have 30 days to get a new job. And if he did not get a job within those 30 days, then he would have to move back in with his mom. So I said, okay. And then it was just more of the same. You know, just sitting around, playing video games, not wanting to do a goddamn thing. So then, I just had enough at that point. I told him that, you know, he needed to come and pack up and get out, you know, because I don't, because he wasn't making an effort to really improve his situation, you know. He wasn't taking appropriate action. So we departed, you know, and, you know, he went his way, I went my way, and then that was it. And then about a month later, Marcel and I started talking again. And then he apologized to me, saying that he was acting like a dumbass. You know, he said that he acted completely out of line, and that he should have, you know, handled things a lot better. But at the same time, he felt like he was being attacked by everybody. Which I kind of understand, you know, when you're backed up into a corner like that, you kind of feel like everyone's attacking you all at once. I get that. But at the same time, I felt like Marcel should have handled that situation a lot better than what he really did. So then Marcel ended up getting a job. He worked at Rule King. And he ended up taking over the gun department, the gun barn. He was selling guns to people. And then he met this girl named Laurel. You know, Laurel is his current girlfriend. You know, they've been together for a couple years now. So Marcel met her, and then they were fuck buddies, so to speak. You know, they were just hooking up, you know, having casual sex and stuff. And, you know, I mean, that's, you know, that was his business. You know, that was his business, you know. But, and, you know, people might look at me and be like, oh, man, why are you putting the guy's business out like that? Dude, Marcel's business has been out there, dude. You know, he's been on the podcast, and he's done videos. The shit's out there for everybody to see, man. So, like, I'm not repeating, like, information that hasn't been out there already. You know what I mean? So therefore, you know, shut the fuck up, you know? So Marcel kept her around, you know, as a fuck buddy and stuff like that, while going after other girls. And when those relationships didn't work out, he had Laurel to fall back on. And then, this was early 2019, Marcel moves to Salina, Ohio. And he didn't even tell me. And he was actually trying to get recruited into the Marines. Now, you guys know that information. It's been out there. It's nothing new. So Marcel went out there to Salina to live with Laurel and her family, while trying to get recruited into the Marines. And the Marines rejected him. They told Marcel that they felt like he had some mental health problems, and that they could not accept him at that time because of those mental health issues. So Marcel was rejected by the Marines, and he was disqualified from practically every branch of the military. So, yeah, I mean, so it was a shitty situation for Marcel. And then he decided he wanted to bring back C&M Entertainment. Now, I want to clarify this right now. I had no desire whatsoever at the time in 2019 to revive C&M Entertainment. I had none. None whatsoever. I did not want to. had no desire to. But Marcel convinced me to come back and to do it with him again. So, yeah, Marcel, he said he apologized for, not having the contact with me. It's just that he said he was busy trying to get recruited into the Marines and stuff. And, he moved to Salina to be closer to his recruiter. That's the only reason why he did that. And he wanted to get out of his mom's house because shit was getting bad there. So I was like, okay, that's more understandable, I didn't quite understand why we had no contact, but, it was whatever. So we were getting the process going for getting CNM Entertainment going, and we decided to make it a TV show. We were going to do a TV show, and we're going to put it up on YouTube and do it season by season. And we were cool with that idea because, we wouldn't get burnt out and stuff like that. And we would continue to do stuff at a nice pace and get people 30 to 40 minute episodes. So that way they have plenty of content to sink their teeth into. So, but the very first day of filming, myself and Crystal came to pick Marcel up at Laurel's parents' house, because that's where he was living at the time. And then, I texted him and I said, "Hey man, we're here to pick you up." And he's like, "Okay, I'll be out in a couple minutes." I'm like, "All right." So we waited on him, and then just 20 minutes went by and he hadn't come out yet. And I'm like, where the fuck is he at? Marcel usually, when I go to pick him up, usually comes out right away, or, it takes him a few minutes to come out, So I text him again. I'm like, "Hey man, are you coming out? Like, what's going on?" And he's like, "Oh, I'll be out, And then, just 30 minutes went by. Well, not 30 additional minutes, just it was at the 30 minute mark. We've been waiting, and then I got tired of waiting, dude. Like, I don't know what the fuck he was doing. So I was like, "You know what, man, if he ain't gonna come out and do this, then we're just gonna fucking leave." So we left. And then about 10 minutes after we left, Marcel finally came out of his house and shit, but by then it was too late. We were already gone. And Marcel messaged me and he's like, "Hey, are you guys still like here in town in Salina or what?" And I'm like, "No, dude, we left. We're already going back to Van Wert. Because you didn't come out." He's like, "Well, dude, it wasn't really my fault. Laurel was pulling her cleaning bullshit with me and would not let me leave the house." And I thought to myself, I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Like, really?" Because first of all, if it was me in that situation, I don't give a fuck, man. If I'm gonna go do something that I've already committed to, no woman's gonna stop me from leaving, dude. I'm gonna go. But it pissed me off, man. Because I kind of felt like Marcel just blew it off. And, I felt like he could have just, left the house, and just dealt with the consequences later. So then Marcel, he apologized and he's like, "Dude, that shit's not going to happen again. Let's get down to doing this." So the very next weekend, we picked him up and he came out this time, and we filmed the first three episodes of CNM. We filmed the first three episodes. Things were going good. And then there was a couple periods of time where Marcel was, it came time to do episodes 4 through 6, I believe. I can't remember how many episodes we did of the first season, but You know, we had the first, we had to do the second half of the season, and there was a considerable gap of when we were supposed to film. But, you know, Marcel either was kind of blowing it off, or he was putting the blame on Laurel, you know, as to why he couldn't leave to go do filming. Then finally, when it was convenient for him, we finished it and we put it out. And we got pretty good response for the first season and stuff, but you know, there was some tension between me and Marcel at the time because, you know, I kind of felt like he stopped giving a shit in a lot of ways, you know. And but at the same time, you know, I was committed to the project. You know, I was committed to doing this shit with him again. So then we did a season two. And we ran into a lot of the same problems. You know, him not putting forth the time and effort to do it. And like I said, it barely got done. You know, it barely got done. So there's frustrations there. We put out season two, and we got positive response from that as well. So naturally, you're thinking season three, right? Well, Marcel, his daughter was born. So then now he's a dad. And yeah, so like, and then his work schedule was getting increasingly busy, and so was mine, you know, because I was working a factory job. And so yeah, I mean, it was kind of just busy for both of us, but I still wanted to do season three. But it just got to a point where Marcel basically said, "I don't have the time to do this anymore. You know, I'm way too busy, man." I'm like, "Well, okay then." So C&M Entertainment ended completely at that time because, you know, if Marcel wasn't going to do it, then I surely wasn't going to put forth the time and effort to continue to do it with him. And from that point on, man, our friendship became increasingly strained. Just increasingly strained. He just didn't come over as often. It just seemed like he just didn't give a shit about me anymore. You know what I mean? And then my accident happened. You know, back in October of last year. And Marcel was concerned. You know, I mean, he was worried. And you know, even talked to my mom and stuff, you know, because I couldn't talk to him, you know, about the whole thing. So you know, I kind of thought like, well, maybe this is what needed to happen for our friendship to get back on track, you know. I know that sounds fucked up, like something tragic has to happen for our friendship to get back to where it needed to be, but I was wrong about that too, because Marcel only came to see me once after I got out of the hospital. One time. And I didn't see him from October until March for my birthday, when him and Laurel decided to take me out for dinner, which I appreciated, by the way, you know. But we went all that time from October clear to March without speaking, or while we spoke here and there on like Snapchat and shit, but like we went all that time without hanging out. And then Laurel even told him that Marcel needed to like come see me, you know, more than what he was doing. And Marcel's response was like, "Oh, I didn't know you felt that way." Didn't know she felt that way. No, it's about how you should be feeling about the situation. Like, really? I'm your best fucking friend, and I'm laid up, all fucked up, you know, my face, my nose, all fucked up, and my ankle was like fucking healing from a serious fucking fracture, a serious fucking break. And you're just fucking, that's your attitude? Wow. But then, in March, he took me out for my birthday, and I thought maybe, like, well, maybe he still gives a shit. I don't know. I got a series of just like thoughts like that. Like, does he really give a shit? Like, are we still boys? Just thoughts like that, man. And then after that, of course, I didn't see him. In May, he invited me, Crystal, and Jackson to his daughter's birthday party, her first birthday party. So we went, had a good time, and then, like I said, didn't see him. And then we went to go see him over the summer to check out his new apartment, because him and Laurel finally moved out of their mom's place. And then, not too long ago, Marcel and I had a conversation, and it was in relation to my ongoing mental health issues and stuff like that. And, I was telling him, I've been going to therapy, and then I have a neurologist appointment coming up here soon. And Marcel said, man, I didn't realize you were dealing with all that. I wish there was more I could do to help. And I got pissed when he said that. I'm like, dude, you've had all this time to help, but you haven't. You haven't been around. You didn't give a fuck. Because you've been dealing with your own stupid bullshit. And then he fucking actually got into the Marines this time around. He tried a second time. And I just kind of felt like he used me as a reference. That's all I was to him, was a fucking reference. Like, really, dude? So I reamed his ass. And I pissed him off. But then earlier on in the night, he apologized. Like, you know what, dude? You're right. I haven't been around. And you were there for me when I, was going through my stuff. I think it's time I do the same for you. So, when I get out of boot camp, I'm going to fix my work schedule so that I have more time to hang out and stuff. And I'm going to try to be around more. I'm like, okay, So he told me that last weekend that he was going to come by to see me, because his boot camp date got moved up to November 29th. So at the end of this month, he's going to be gone. And he said, I need to make arrangements to see people, when do you want to hang out? And I'm like, well, shit, this weekend, if that's cool with you. And he said, yeah, that sounds good to me. I'm like, okay, just let me know when you're coming through, because, Crystal and I were taking Jackson to see her parents and stuff. They were going to watch him. So Saturday came, this past Saturday came, and Marcel didn't visit at all. And I asked him later on the day, I'm like, hey, man, are you coming by today or tomorrow? And he's like, I don't know. I worked last night. I've been cleaning all day. I'm like, what? That don't make any sense, dude. You said you were going to come over this weekend and shit. So I let a couple days go by. And then on Tuesday, I told Marcel, like, you know what, man? I don't want to have any more contact with you, because it's just been nothing but disappointments. And, I kind of felt like you lied to me, about coming over this past weekend. And, I just kind of feel like, you and I shouldn't have any more contact for a while. until you're ready to take our friendship seriously again. And then he said, dude, I told you a weekend, not this weekend. And I'm like, then you fucking lied. You're a fucking liar, dude. You told me that you were going to come over this weekend. And then when I asked you why you didn't come over, you said, I was cleaning. Since when the fuck did you care so much about cleaning, dude? I've known you this fucking long, and you've never been about that cleaning shit. It's just nothing but excuses, man, and I'm so fucking tired of it, bro. So at this point, Marcel and I were, I don't think he and I are friends anymore, man. And it's just gotten to the point where he's burned me one too many times. And I just cannot associate myself with him anymore. And it's just gotten to a point where I just cannot, you know, subject myself to being around him anymore. And I hate that's gotten to this point, but it's the truth, man. Like, Marcel has fucked up our friendship. Do I hate him? No, I don't hate Marcel at all, you know, but the love that I had for him, the loyalty I had for them, for him, it's gone, dude. It's gone. He destroyed it. He fucking destroyed it. So that's kind of where we're at, man. So what was the point of me telling you guys about this long-winded story? It's about toxicity in friendships and relationships. Being around toxic people is not good for you. And I've been around a lot of toxic people in my life, and unfortunately, Marcel became toxic for me. I mean, years ago, he wasn't, but now he is. People change. You know, just because somebody was your friend, you know, years ago and they had your back, doesn't mean they have your back now. And I know that's, you know, I know that's tough. Because trust me, I know, man. You know, I had some people who I thought, oh, they're never going to turn their back on me, dude, you know. And then they did. The point is, like, you have to be conscious of toxic relationships and toxic people and know when to cut ties. And unfortunately, I think it's come time for me to cut ties with Marcel. I wish him all the best. I wish him nothing but luck with, you know, his military career and stuff like that. But maybe one day he'll reflect on everything that happened between us and realize, like, man, you know, I fucked up, you know, I fucked up with the most loyal friend I ever had. Shit. But that's all I got for today's episode, guys. I appreciate your support as always, and be sure to subscribe to the premium tier of the Cody Springer Show for only 49 cents. And I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at the Cody Springer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.